It's time for Let's Talk Legal with your host, Cecil Harbell and Wes Collins from the law firm of Harbell & Collins. If you've got a legal question, they can give you the answer. Call now, 1-800-818-2255, and let's talk legal.
Well, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us here on Let's Talk Legal with Harbell & Collins. And Cecil Harbell and Wes Collins are in the studio. We're all discussing our hurricane plans.
Well, we are, Ben, and good morning, Ben. Good morning, Wes.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. It's kind of hard to talk about legal issues.
I know. It is.
When all we want to do is look at the spaghetti.
Yeah, that's right.
Where's that track?
Yeah. Absolutely. Several of Wes's friends and several of my friends have been texting us saying, what in the world are you guys going to talk about at 7:30 on a Tuesday morning before this big storm? Ben, I think we need to be positive about our legal life, and with that in mind, let's talk about original documentation. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that are probably scurrying around attempting to find their original last wills and testament, their last their deeds, their original deeds, that is, their powers of attorney that we discuss here on the program, many of their legal documents. Many of these people will keep at home in a strong box or a safe or in a filing cabinet. Yes, it is good to gather up those things, marshal them together, and take them with you if you can.
Mm-hmm.
But to put a positive word out there and a little bit of spin on that, and to give some folks some comfort, Ben, originals are important, but they are not the end all.
Right.
Okay. First of all, it surprised our listeners to hear that deeds, the real original is probably recorded at the courthouse.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there is a way to get your deed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Titles to mobile homes and cars.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to get, replenishment titles, replacement titles. We do it all the time in our estate work because people know they have a car, they know they have a mobile home title, a boat trailer title, but they can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The Department of Motor Vehicles can find it.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
And we can get a replacement title. Your will. There can be affidavits that are made that state that there has been storm, particular storm, and that the original was in the scurry, not able to have protection,
right,
and that the best I can do is get a copy from my lawyer's office or a copy from some other place where it happens to be. So I hope those are comforting words to our listeners to understand that, let's protect our children, let's protect our dogs, and if we can get to the originals, then wonderful, but it's not the end of the world. But Wes, don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that generally what folks need to pay attention to with regard to this would be that as people evacuate, and, you know, hopefully they're following the direction of the emergency management personnel as it relates to that. That obviously, you think about the things to gather and take with you wherever you're going. And as the attorneys here, there's lots of things that are more important than your will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
let's take care of our person first and take care of the people we're responsible for first, those type things. But,
so much of the stuff of life can be replaced. I mean,
there's no doubt about that.
But
if you happen to have your original, especially the will, grab it, take it with you, take your file that has your important papers. You have life insurance documents, you have annuity documents, you have statements, you have a list of assets, you have your will, your trust, those kind of things. Just put that on the list. Remember to put it in the car. Take it with you so you know where it is. Now, the way we do it at our office is that we maintain our clients' original documents in a waterproof, fireproof, hopefully hurricane-proof, very heavy vault system. So, you know, yours truly, I'm going to evacuate and I'm thinking about, okay, where are my documents? Well, they're in our vault system. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a will, obviously. I have two children. I have a wife. I have these important documents that I should have. But I'm not going to get that original will mm-hmm. and take it with me because I know it's safe.
Right.
And I know where it is. And even if we flood and even if we, you know, have whatever issues from the hurricane, it will be maintained in as safe as place as it could be, put it that way. So it's important to think about that. You know, other things that Cecil and I were talking about before the program, you know, grab your computer too.
Yeah.
You know, grab that computer, put it in the back of the car, laptop, tower, whatever it may be. You know, a lot of us have the backup software, the backup mm-hmm. program, like a Carbonite type mm-hmm. thing where your files are automatically uploaded and that type thing. But it's pretty simple to just grab that computer and put it in the car and
wherever
take it.
You are, it may be useful.
That's right. I mean, you may want to hook it up and connect in mm-hmm. with people using that mm-hmm. in a week or so or several days. So those are a couple really easy things to physically, you know, put in your vehicle as you mm-hmm. vacate the area that's in potentially harm's way. So I would agree with all of that,
yeah.
Cecil.
Yeah. Now, Ben, I think that it's easy to right now at these moments to become a bit out of focus. We all are. But take the time to video mm-hmm. Your home, particularly any kind of, you know, valuables that are in your home. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can, make a video of your living room, your dining room, your bedroom, just to have that, you know, again, in your phone, which you're going to take with you.
Right.
Which this day and time, doesn't it go up to the iCloud, they tell me, maybe?
Yeah, a lot of
I don't know.
Yeah.
back up your phone. Go ahead and back up the information that's on your telephone as well as your computers. And Wes is absolutely right. Those things will go with you in your vehicle. And your phone, of course, will stay on your person and it will back up. And it is helpful, you know, to have visual evidence for insurance companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, generally speaking, just kind of generally showing the lay of the land of the home and the quality of your home and some of the furnishing, things of that nature. I don't know that that's critically important, but I don't think it would hurt. Okay.
Right. Well, right. Because those are some of those claims of things that you would want to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, statistically, insurance companies know that after a major disaster, mm-hmm. fraud goes way up. So they know that there are people trying to take advantage of claims as a result of, you know, the incident, of mm-hmm. the loss. So they're hyper-vigilant, and they should be hyper-vigilant with regard to claims to make sure that there's not fraud going on. So one way to very easily, as Cecil was saying, deal with the hyper-vigilant nature of insurance companies after a major catastrophe or a major incident this widespread is to simply have documentary and photographic
right.
evidence of exactly what you had prior to the situation mm-hmm. outside of your home. You know, all sides, roof,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it may be. If you're going to leave a vehicle, photographs of the vehicle, you know, personal property, furniture, things
right.
in the home so that your claim after the incident is behind us is not really based on your word as far as what you had before. But it's based on that and mm-hmm. obviously the photographic evidence of what you had and the condition it was in.
Right.
So it just makes life a whole lot easier. You know, when we get into these, and we do a fair amount of insurance related issues, even when there's not a hurricane
uh-huh.
that has passed.
Right.
When there's maybe a dispute with regard to insurance, maybe it's after a fire, maybe it's after, you know, some other type of incident. But the most difficult part of insurance claims as far as that goes is your personal property
mm-hmm.
because you have to list that personal property.
Yeah.
And you have to give information normally with regard to when you purchased it, you know, what you paid for it, because we're looking at the value at, mm-hmm. in many cases at the time of the actual incident. So there's that depreciated value. You know, that list, when you start thinking about all the personal property that you have, can go on, you know, for multiple pages. And if you just have that photographic evidence of what that is, it makes life a whole lot easier. You know, obviously when there's a lot of stress going on anyway, as everyone's trying to get back into, you know, the normal routine.
You know, look, just little things. Again, the most important thing, Ben, is you know, is our lives and our safeties and our physical safety of our families and our pets. But, you know, did you just buy a TV? Did you just replace that refrigerator?
Right.
Did you just put in a brand new dishwasher? You know, those are easy things to verbally say. But maybe you did, you know, go to Best Buy and just put a nice amount of money relative to your life into a brand new electronic system. Well, for heaven's sakes, take a picture of it or video it so that you have something tangible that you can, rather than just your word, that you just recently upgraded your appliances or your electronics or whatever the case might be. Documentation is important. In terms of your insurance companies, the most important thing is to know what the company is and to generally be able to have their number.
Okay.
So if you're with Progressive or Frontline or, you know, whatever the file might be, I know yesterday Wes doesn't know this, but I got our declaration pages for, you know, for the office, you know, and have those just so that, you know, we have the name of the company for heaven's sakes to call. You know, that might be, you know, a week or two from now, that might be hard to locate. And, and that's the problem, to not even know what your company is. So, I would discern that information and make sure that you have that readily available. That might sound very basic. Some of this stuff sounds very basic, but hopefully we're reminding some people of some things.
Okay. We'll have more to come in a moment here on Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins. You're invited to join us as well at 800-818-2255 or the local numbers
247-7282 or 353-4674.
Hey, welcome back here to Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins. We're talking about those essential documents and things to take.
Right. So we were talking about the importance of, you know, grabbing those important documents and taking them with you when you evacuate.
What do you think about tax documents? That's all replaceable.
Replaceable, but if you keep those with your important papers, they're just as easy to take with you. So, you know, why would you not do that? So basically the categories we've talked about would be the, you know, your original will is very important. Your other estate planning documents you have, obviously life insurance, annuity documents, bank statements, things that you would normally keep with your important papers. Just remember those, take those with you. Probably a good idea to take your computer with you, just unplug it and take it with you. So you have the information that's on that. Now switching gears a little bit, this is kind of a hurricane program we're talking about, but let's assume that everything is okay and we don't have the event that maybe they're forecasting.
Right.
But in the event that we do, obviously there, we know from statistics that, we then get into obviously a situation of repair. And there's a lot of fraud with regard to that. We've had some of that in the past. Some of the things that folks should take into consideration with regard to that is that you shouldn't be in a position where folks are offering to do repairs for you, so on and so forth, but they want to be paid up front.
Right.
Because in many situations, we see that those people disappear. They will, in the event that the damage is significant in this area, then there will be an influx of people coming from other areas to offer services to repair. And a lot of those people will be certainly well-intentioned. And, you know, a lot of our local very good builders obviously are going to be very busy, you know, helping folks if that's the case. But there will be some people who will be trying to take advantage of others to put money in their pocket. So the number one thing about that, in my opinion, is that you should not pay for those services before they are performed, because that's a sign. Also, inquiry about where the contractor is from. Is this person a licensed general contractor in the state of North Carolina, or do they not have a license?
Right.
So, and you can check that, by the way, on the North Carolina General Contractors Licensing Board website.
If you get a license number, you can look it up.
Right. Or you can get the name. You can just ask, for their number, like you say, what's the license qualifier name? And you can do that search to determine whether they are, in fact, licensed in the state of North Carolina. In the event they are, then they would have the right to do, work over $30,000.
And in the event, you can get online to do it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, so. That's right. But, you could pick up the phone and call the licensing board. In the event that they're not, then they don't have a license, then they would not be legally, they would not legally have the right to do any type of project that's over $30,000. So they are limited under the law with regard to that. So again, it's usually not a good idea to pay up front.
Right.
Number one. Number two, ask some questions. Are you a licensed general contractor? Where are you from? Those type things. We're kind of way ahead of the game with regard to this, and hopefully we don't get to that point. But obviously, it's good advice to stay away from the fraudsters that might show up in the event we have, some serious damage here.
Yeah. And as you mentioned that, too, I got thinking about how a lot of times you may have a friend that comes on with a chainsaw. And you got to, you may have liability issues there,
right,
too. So you even have to watch out about that. I mean, people want to help each other.
I think in general, folks just kind of get into a freak out mode before and after. Common sense goes a long way if you just settle down and take your time in what you're thinking, what you're doing. Don't get, overly, I don't know the best term, but freaked out about things.
Yeah.
Just relax, use your common sense, and, if the next door neighbor wants to come over and cut the tree up that's may potentially fall on someone or hurt himself, then maybe we just need to hold for a little bit.
Yeah.
So
there's one of our insurance advertisers talks about how, after the storm, take pictures too of any damage
before and after. Absolutely.
Yeah, and go ahead and make temporary repairs.
That's right. Yeah. Documentation, in the event a vehicle, for example, is damaged as a result of a tree falling on it, but the tree is removed, I mean, what evidence do you have that the damage wasn't already on the car?
Right.
And then the insurance agent is saying, well, you should have just documented this before.
Everybody's got a camera in their pocket now. So.
Yeah, you should have documented this before you cut the tree up and took it away. We can't cover this claim because we have no evidence that this was as a result of this storm.
Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll come back with more with Harvell and Collins, and Let's Talk Legal right after this. And we're back with Cecil Harvell and Wes Collins from Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. One of those things that I just heard you all mention the word waterproof and come in. Those things that you might want to make sure you have with you, too. Some waterproof way to keep documents, no matter where you go.
Yeah, that's right. And, the things, obviously, that you leave in your home, I mean, don't assume that they're going to stay dry. So, yeah, but we've just been talking about the general things. Just a little bit of a checklist of things that you need to think about legally. Cecil did mention earlier that, the original will is a very important document, here in North Carolina, because when someone passes away and we have to open the estate, then the court wants to see the original will. But as we talked about before on the program, if you don't have the original will, if it's lost in the storm or whatever it may be, then there is an option to file a petition for probate of a lost document. But then you get into the issue of, okay,
you have to
what
have
evidence
do
you have of what that document stated? does the lawyer who prepared it, does that lawyer have a copy? Was there a copy somewhere else? Was there a photograph of that document taken somewhere? Was it saved on a computer somewhere? So, you know, we get into these type situations where these original wills can't be found, obviously, when someone's passed away. And, you know, we file, you know, the petition for probate of lost will if it appears that the document was not intentionally revoked by it being marked through or torn up.
But then again, you know, if everybody's alive and well, you can just do another one.
Well, that's right. Well, the issue comes up in two areas. I mean, number one, in the event that the person has lost capacity to the point that they cannot sign a new will and we can't find the original, or after the death, you know, but I think in many situations that I've dealt with over the years when we have to petition for probate of a lost will, I think that maybe half of those situations are where a beneficiary may have found the original and done away with it because they didn't like what it stated.
Yeah,
that happens sometimes. That's why it's important, you know, to keep those documents in a safe place, maybe where someone can't get to them. And, you know, I have a strong opinion about us maintaining these original documents in our vault system because, you know, obviously the nephew who finds it, who thought that, you know, the uncle was going to leave him tons, you know, whatever, and he gets nothing, can't get to our vault system.
Yeah.
He can get to the uncle's, you know, house, but not to our vault system.
In fact, if you do end up distributing things to beneficiaries and distribute copies, you know, don't give originals out.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. So they never know if they've got the original or not.
No doubt about it.
But but again, as far as just what we're having to do and prepare in the next couple of days, as you said, if you cannot find something, you know, don't delay your preparation.
Take care of yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to what the emergency management experts are saying. Don't put yourself in harm's way because you can't find the original will. It's okay. I mean, if you have it, let's go ahead and grab it and put it in the car as we go out of town. But certainly, let's think about ourselves and our loved ones and our kids and people that we're responsible for taking care of, our parents, elderly folks, people who can't take care of themselves. Let's do that first, and things will fall into place with regard to the documents. But if they're easy to get and take with you, then go ahead and do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just as we're talking, I'm thinking of two or three files right away I could grab and take.
That's right.
Yeah. So we have a couple minutes left?
No.
I'm sitting here thinking about all the things I need to go do.
I know we're all it's all running through all our heads, right? Yeah, every one of us, all four of us, we're thinking about those things that we need to do. Right. And so everybody stay safe.
I think we do have one more second. I think it helps at times like this to think about those that are less fortunate. I right now am thinking about the folks that are in the nursing homes.
Right.
Yesterday I got a call from Carteret Landing. They're having to evacuate.
Be sure to say a prayer for them.
Absolutely.
Thank you.